Hi everyone, it's Steve Field from the Prime Safety Department. We're back for our fourth video. As I mentioned before, we don't want these videos to become redundant for you. A lot of the speakers are the same each week, but the message is different each week. It has some of the same themes in it, but business changes each week. That's why it's important to have Robert and Steve and Jim, Brian Brown, Brett Von Weiler, so they can talk about their particular areas. But I think it is important to try to watch the video each week if you get the opportunity. If you have suggestions, we want to hear about them. Feel free to put comments in. We do look at the comments. If you really like it, go ahead and subscribe to it, and you'll get all the Prime videos that we put out there on YouTube. But we've got our usual speakers today, and we've also added payroll. We've added another dispatcher from home, and we've gone out to the shop too. So I'm gonna shut up right now and let you get to it, and I'm gonna close out at the end. So I hope you enjoy the video. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Robert Lowe. I'm the president of Prime and the founder, by the way. It's been around 50 years, so you know I started very, very young, right? Hey, folks, you're doing a tremendous, awesome job. You know, all the Prime team has really stepped up during this crisis. It's been awe-inspiring, to use the word again, to me, to see the way people have pitched in and gotten it done. You know, the operations, you know, virtually the whole in-house staff working from home, but still not missing a beat, making things happen. It's really been incredible. So I thank you for what you're doing. You are carrying this nation's economy and food supply in the reefer division on your back. And it's very, very crucial and important. Business conditions, a little bit soft this week. Maybe we have another week. It's kind of going in parallel with the peaking out of the COVID confirmed cases across the nation. So as that peaks, traffic or freight is going to kind of track with that. So I think we've got really good days in front of us. Going to be some rough sledding. There's going to be some spots. There's going to be some isolated areas where we're going to be doing some deadheading, doing some shuffling, doing some repositioning. But that's all part of the deal. We have really smart people here to figure all that out. And of course, you all to get the job done. So I can't thank you enough. We appreciate you very much. I look forward to the day when I can personally thank you. So have a great day. It's been a good week. We're going to keep putting them together. Thank you.
Good morning. It's Thursday. I think the fourth week of this pandemic that we've been talking with you about. My name is Steve Wuttke, Vice President of Sales and Marketing here at Prime. Just wanted to take a minute to give you a little more information about what's going on with our customer base. You know, we've had three really good weeks. This week's been a little more challenging. I think that this will be maybe one of the toughest ones that we encounter, but we have positive signs coming. Next week, it looks like our bookings are up. We're getting really positive reinforcement from our customer base. Some of the protein plants that had to shut down because of positive testing are coming back, and we'll reopen next week. So that's very encouraging. You know, we talked last week about just controlling what you can control. Just let the rest of it go. We'll try to do some of the heavy lifting in the backside here and try to work with these customers, get these loads booked and keep you moving. Your primary objective, at least in our opinion, would be that you take care of yourself. Sanitize regularly, keep those face masks on as much as you can. You know, it's gonna be, absolutely, it's going to be a requirement for customers. So get a bandana if you don't have a face mask, get used to it. When you get to those locations, go ahead and mask up, because they're gonna ask you to do it, and they won't let up on that. So you might as well, this is the new world, you might as well just get used to it. Our customers are trying to do the right thing as well, trying to protect their associates just like we're trying to protect you all. You know, this working from home here at Prime rather than with our teammates every day is a little challenging, but I think our associates have done a tremendous job. I would say people have done a lot better job than I have, because I'm kind of old school. I like to see people that I work with. We're trying to figure it out. I think our fleet managers, our sales coordinators, our salespeople, our shop people, everybody, our cafeteria folks are just doing a terrific job. We're gonna get through this thing. it's not necessarily going to be easy. It's going to change some of the ideas and the things that we've done in the past. We might have to rethink some of our strategies, but we've got a great team. You all do it every day. You are the reason we have what we have. Our customers cannot say enough good things about you picking up the freight, delivering it on time, and our service has definitely improved over the last 3 or 4 weeks. So you just keep doing what you're doing. Stay safe. We appreciate you very much. Cannot thank you enough. Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Guthrie in the Reefer Operations Department. I wanted to thank you again and give you a little update of where we're at this week. So first off, you know, thank you for what you've done and what you're doing every day out there. You're truly keeping our country moving and we appreciate it. You know, we have changed a lot of how we operate these days. So, you know, we have a lot of people working from home. That's going to continue over the next several weeks and into the next several months even. Probably going to be some changes into how our people operate, whether it's fleet managers, our sales coordinators, or any of our operations team. So we're working through some of those situations and how we might get back to normal over a longer period of time as we move through this period of the virus situation. So Steve touched on a lot of the freight network. As you've probably seen on the refrigerated division, the freight market softened up a little bit last week, which isn't really unexpected going into Easter. That tends to happen over the years. So there are some good signs as we get into next week. It does look like we're gonna have some shippers reopening and that's gonna be a benefit to us. We still expect to see some disruptions around the country over the next few weeks and months as some plants are closing and some are reopening and there's outbreaks, you know, that have spread it over different areas and different locations. So we'll continue to monitor those and continue to work with you. We want the number one priority is your safety, keeping you safe and healthy. Your families, all of our operations associates, we want to keep everybody healthy and safe. We've done that so far and we want to continue to do that. And then we want to make sure we fill this freight bucket with freight for you so we can keep you moving and keep you making money. So we're working on that every day and we're going to continue to work on it. You know, no matter how tough it gets, we've got the best drivers out there and we're excited for the future because you guys are going to persevere right through this and come out stronger on the other side. So again, we want to thank you for what you're doing. It's definitely making a difference. Your service numbers the last couple of weeks have been amazing. What you're doing, on-time pickup and on-time delivery is incredible and our customers absolutely recognize it, and that's something that's going to push us through and put us on the top as we come out on the other side of this virus epidemic. So keep up the great work. We're going to keep working hard with all of our operations associates for you every day, and we're going to get through this together. Again, thank you for all you're doing, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care and be safe.
Hi, Prime family. My name is Ty Davis, and I am a fleet manager in our refrigerated division. And I just want to take a second this morning to say thank you so much for all your sacrifices. It's been a very difficult time for a lot of people, and I know you all are frontline workers out there doing everything you possibly can to keep this country whole. And you're supporting the supply chain in a big way right now. And you know, I know you probably don't hear this enough, but I'm just telling you from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of our dispatchers, our operations team, our fleet managers, our sales team, we truly do thank you. And we're doing everything we possibly can, as you can see, to support you all. And although it may not be our normal setting, our normal setup, it gets the job done. And you all truly inspire me to continue to do everything I can and give everything I can to you. And so again, I just want to thank you so much. Remember that safety is our highest calling, and I appreciate what you do. God bless and have a good day.
Hey, Flatbedders, Brian Brown again here from sales. Just wanted to give you a quick update. Hope you all had a great Easter, and you know, this week starting out pretty good for y'all. Freight right now has been a little bit slower than we'd like it to be, but things are picking up, and you know, watching the news out there, we're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel with some of this stuff, and we're hearing some good things from some shippers out there. Bobcat, for example, told us today that they're going to start opening up, and and getting things going. So they're going to be busy next week, and wanted to know if we'd be ready to help out. So we've got a few shippers out there that are telling us they're getting back to work. We've got another big shipper in Chicago, which was one of our only ones that completely shut down, that told us they are back to work, and they gave us one load yesterday and a couple loads today. So there's some good news out there. I think people are really ready to get back to work in our industry, particularly with flatbed and construction. So later today we'll hear from the president and see what he has to say about getting the economy back and going and getting people back to work. So I think there's some positive news out there. The main thing is we want to make sure that people are healthy and safe. So continue to practice those good techniques of hand washing and keeping your distance from people at those shippers and receivers. We don't want to jump the gun and think that the coast is clear or anything like that. We've still got a ways to go on this deal. Freight wise, health wise, everything else, we've got a few more weeks for sure to get through this and hopefully things will get back to normal. Thank you guys for what you're doing out there. Can't say it enough. We really, really appreciate you guys. We know we're going through some tougher times right now, and freight's not exactly where we'd like it to be. It seems like a slow winter time right now, when really it's the spring, but we're faring pretty well. I think compared to our competitors, we're doing very well. We've got a lot of weak competitors out there that are dropping rates right now and to poverty levels, and we're not gonna do that. So we're really fighting for you guys. We're gonna keep those rates up, try to keep your earnings up. We got a lot to be thankful for. We've all got jobs. You guys have got jobs out there, and we're gonna keep you busy. So hang with us. Like I said, light at the end of the tunnel here in a couple weeks. We're gonna get this thing going again, and we'll keep you updated as we hear from our customers out there. Stay safe, and thank you again for what you're doing. Take care.
Greetings from the beautiful campus here at Prime in Springfield, Missouri. We want to thank you all for what you're doing once again. I want to give you a quick update from the tanker division. I'm Brett Von Willer. I work up in operations in tanker. And start with our tank washes. The tank washes are still fully operating. They are fully staffed. We, thank goodness, have not had anyone have any symptoms of the COVID. We are up and running. I appreciate all of you that have stayed out of the facilities, stayed in your trucks, and worked with our associates there on site to get the bills, get the wash tickets handled properly and as safely as we can. On the tanker side, the trucking side, I want to assure you that Landon Warner, our outside sales associate, and myself are every week getting on the phone with the corporate people, talking to them, seeing what they're seeing, getting forecasts, and so far everything is looking good. Our Aprils and Mays are usually a little bit slower. Those are still being reported from the AAKs, the Fujis of the world out there with us. But the business from the COVID has not slowed down any. They are seeing business as usual. From the driver's side of things, I did have a report this morning that one of our associates is being quarantined. It is our first associate that I'm aware of. The test has not come back. It just happened yesterday. So we wish him well and wish each and every one of you out there well. I would like to talk a little bit about one of my daughters came up to me and said, "Dad, we are living in the history lesson for our grandkids' grandkids, and your drivers out there are the stars of that show." So I thought that was kind of interesting, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. Please be safe and see you soon.
Hello, how are you guys today? Name's Dr. Abraham, down at the clinic at the Millennium Building and Prime at Trinity Healthcare. I just want to give you a quick update on some of our COVID information. So we have, we're continuing to test drivers here in the yard. I know a lot of our drivers have a hard time getting tests out there on the road. So if you are symptomatic, you think you might have coronavirus, please contact Jason Seymour and he'll get you routed in the right direction to get down here and help you get tested for it. At this point, we're still doing the nasal swab test. Again, not the most fun, but we try to be super gentle with you guys so that it is not that uncomfortable. Tests are coming back in about anywhere from 48 hours or so to about 72 at the at the outside of it. We're also looking at the rapid antibody testing, which helps lets us know if you do have immunity to it already, or if you've already had it and now have antibodies. You know, as we hear about the workforce going back into play and the government getting ready to lift restrictions and getting our economy going again, we talk about possibly rapid tests with antibodies. It's a great test to do. Let's know if we have immunity. There are some shortcomings to it. It's not a fail-safe. Just because you have antibodies doesn't necessarily mean you can't get it again. Also doesn't necessarily mean you're not contagious. But it is better than nothing. It's a step in the right direction. Other aspects I want to talk about is personal protection. Make sure you're hand washing. Soap and water is going to be the best thing to kill that virus. Making sure you're wearing some kind of facial protection. Obviously, surgical masks and N95s are not necessarily readily available out there. Prime did get a recent shipment in, and we're working on getting more. There are also reusable masks. In a few minutes here, I'll give you a number that'll you can call and order from. And basically, what it is a cloth mask that goes from here down to about here. It's got an insert area where you can put reusable filters in. And from what I understand, they're using the Scott's Blue towels and just doubling them over and putting them in there as a filter. And from what they're saying, that can filter out about 95% of the particles. Again, something is better than nothing. If you do have questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to Jason Seymour of Trinity Healthcare. We'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Let me pull up that number for you guys so you can order those reusable masks if you'd like to. Really appreciate everything you're doing for us. Have a great day. Be safe. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Jason Seymour in Reefer Operations. It's Thursday, April the 16th. Just wanted to take another minute to say thank you for everything you're doing out there and give you an update on where we're at as far as the operations around the terminals in of our company. So we are still screening 24 hours a day at all three of the terminals. We have expanded that screening a little bit. We sent the message out yesterday. So as the virus moves, we're watching where it goes and trying to look at some of these hot spots. So it's really the same deal as it has been with New York City and New Jersey. But we're adding to that Detroit, Chicago, and New Orleans. If you've been at home or on time off in those cities, then we're gonna ask that you stay away from the terminals for 14 days to make sure that you're symptom free. Again, if you pick up or deliver a load in those areas, it's fine. Our customers are taking the same precautions that we are and that you are to keep everybody safe. Only applies if you've gone home. Now that doesn't mean you can't come to the yard, it just means that you can't get access to the terminals and be walking around potentially risking exposure to other people. If you need to drop a load, we can do that. Pick up a load, we can do that. Swap out empty trailers, fuel, food, we can take care of all that for you. Just gonna really limit and prevent the access from the terminal walking around. All right, here's a quick update on where we're at as a fleet. And to me, it's really amazing. You think 8,500 drivers, the number of places you go, shippers, receivers, truck stops, the general public. We've only had 5 positive tests. It's amazing. We've had about 200 or so that have reported some kind of symptoms. Make sure you're getting that questionnaire filled out through your fleet manager. That goes directly to Trinity so we can help track and make sure that you're getting the proper medical attention if necessary. So again, we've had 90, almost 100 negative tests, only 5 positives. It's just amazing. So I appreciate everything you're doing to keep yourself safe and keep everybody safe through this virus. Let's talk about supplies real quick. We still have a very good quantity of hand sanitizer. We started out the week with a little over 500 gallons, in addition to about 900 bottles that were filled and ready to be handed out. We'll continue to monitor those levels and order more as necessary to make sure that we can get through the end of the virus and the spread and make sure the folks have what they need. Masks, great news. First order of masks just got delivered about an hour ago. So we got 5,000 of them here. We'll get those distributed to the three terminals and start getting those handed out so that you folks can stay compliant with the local municipality laws and the ever-growing list of customers that are putting that requirement in. We do ask you, it took us a couple weeks to get them. We do have more on order. They were delayed a little bit. Please take care of these masks, all right? They're disposable. It's the surgical mask. It'll help. It doesn't give you a ton of protection, but it does help. Every little bit helps. The main thing is it complies with what our customers and the municipalities are requiring. So please try to keep it dry. Please try to keep it clean. Stretch out the use as much as you can. We are ordering more, But until we really get a good supply, we just need to be very careful about how we use these resources. The final thing I want to talk about is our customers, okay? And we most of our customers are doing an amazing job at helping us through this. It's a supply chain. Every link's going to need to bend just a little bit. We have had a few instances where customers we felt like were drawing a line at your expense. One that just comes to mind is Henderson, Nevada. We had a truck that drove through the state of New York, didn't take time off there, wasn't anywhere near New York City, just drove through upstate New York to go from where they shipped at to where they were delivering at. Their screening process, even though they just drove through, didn't stop, weren't anywhere near New York City, it meant that they couldn't get out of the truck. They were quarantined in their truck at that receiver, which you think in some cases, well, okay, we can probably do that as long as you get me unloaded in a reasonable amount of time. I'm talking like an hour, maybe an hour and a half. If they're gonna get you in, get you out, we can probably live with that. This particular driver was at that customer for 12 hours. They wouldn't let him out of the truck. They wouldn't let him leave to go use facilities, or they threatened that he would have to reschedule. Well, Steve got all over this customer. They got all over the receiver, and we got that fixed. That's just one example. If you have more of those, please get those to us so we can fight those battles for you. I know they're out there, and I appreciate what you're doing as far as bending a little bit more than what we normally do, but it's important that we still do everything we can. Remember, number one is to keep you safe and healthy. Number two is protect your earnings. Those are our goals. If we can help you with that, let us know. Thanks.
Hello, my name's Sean. I work in driver payroll. So I want to talk to you guys today about a few little changes we've made. Like most companies, and here especially, most of our associates are working from home. Have been for a couple of weeks now. You probably shouldn't see much difference in support. We have a phone system just like we always did. Qualcomm's, of course, and email for you guys. So you shouldn't see any difference on the support side of things on our world. I know your world's gotten quite a bit harder though, of course, and I want to thank each one of you guys for what you're doing, not only for Prime, but for the country, my family, everyone. So thank you guys out there. I want to also take a minute to make sure you guys know what tools you have. That came out recently, and I feel like most people have the new on-road card by now. If you don't, make sure that you get it. I do want to make sure you realize, with these hands-off ideas of things, it's not like an Apple Pay, but you can do a lot of online payments with it. So if there's a bill that you have that you can use for it, it works anywhere MasterCard's accepted. Point of sale, also, as I said, online payments. You can set up automatic recurring payments for it. Basically, anything you can do with a debit card, you can do with that card. So make sure you're utilizing all the pieces of that card that you guys have now. A year ago, we didn't have this. We're rolling on about a year now. A few days from now, we'll start a year of rolling out the card. So it's got a lot of good tools for you guys, especially now when you guys are looking for ways to pay things. Maybe it's not as easy to get home sometimes. So make sure you guys use that card for what you can. Another thing I mentioned to you guys, Loves. I know we shifted some of our capacity over to that side. Their app works. It didn't for a while, so if you heard from people that it wasn't working, it does. It works. They put some new security enhancements into it. So if you have an older version of their app, make sure that you guys look for updates on that. I'll also say we're working from home. We can still support you in any way you need, so don't hesitate to reach out to us with anything that you would need, any suggestions you have, questions you have. Also, make sure you guys scan in your trips as soon as you empty. Working from home, if anything goes wrong on it, of course, want to make sure we have enough opportunity to get with you, fix anything on it, make sure you guys get paid timely for it. So, one last thing I want to mention, we've had a few questions about the federal reefer fuel tax refund. We sent a message about it a little while back. That is ongoing and progressing. There was some correspondence at the end of last week with the IRS on it. I can't say exactly when a decision will be made, but we're definitely moving closer and closer. Whatever does get decided, we'll make sure to send a message out to everyone. It'll say one of two things. It'll either say, we won and here's your refunds, or it will say you guys have to file individually for it. And if that's the case, we'll send you all the information you guys need for it, the forms you guys need, and tell you what to do step by step on it. do not file any reefer fuel refunds on your taxes right now, because they've already been filed through Prime, so don't duplicate it. Any other questions, of course, you're welcome to give us a call on it. But anything else we know, we'll let you guys know also. So if you guys need anything, reach out. We're still available to you guys, the same methods as before, like I said. Thank you guys for what you do. Stay safe.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. This is John at the Springfield Prime Tractor Shop. Just want to let you guys know we're still open, got plenty of appointments. We are doing a couple extra measures to keep everybody safe, but that shouldn't change your experience here. And can't wait to get you in here. Thank you.
I just want to give thanks to everybody that supports us professional drivers during these hard times, where we have to be away from our friends and family and, you know, provide goods, deliver goods from state to state across country. That's what we do. That's what we're doing. We're keeping America moving. And, you know, I also want to thank my wife and my kids for supporting me, because at the end of the day, they want me to be home as well. But we can't. I can't. The company, Prime Inc., I want to thank them for, you know, supporting us during these times as well. You know, providing us with essential goods when we need them. And, you know, giving us the backup that we need to do our job professionally. You know, my student and I, we're out here doing it. What do you think, man?
I think, first of all, you know, I want to thank God, you know, for keeping us healthy.
Yeah.
And giving us a job. Some people that are not even working right now.
That is true, yeah.
You know, and I want to say hi to my, you know, I want to thank my wife, you know, my wife and my kid. They're far away from me, and I wish I could be there, you know, with
yeah.
them, and especially in this kind of moment.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and, you know, again, guys, we're out here doing our thing. Just support us. And, you know, for those that support us, thank you. Thank you very much. And if it wasn't for you guys, your support, we wouldn't be able to do our job as well. So to everybody out there that's supporting us professional drivers, thank you. Prime Inc., thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed listening to our speakers. And I do want to close with this. I don't think any of us realized what we were in for a couple of months ago, but this is truly a once-in-a-lifetime event, what we're going through right now, what you're going through out on the road, what we're doing here in the office to support you. This is something that, as a country, as a planet, that we haven't experienced in the last 100 years. We have to be careful not to drop our guard. We're not out of this yet. We've done a lot of good things. I think we've seen some of the worst of it maybe plateau. It hasn't continued to get worse. But the worst thing we could do is say, okay, it's over. Let's go back to the way we were. This is going to change the way that society interacts, people interact, how we travel, how we do business here at Prime. So I'm just going to ask that you keep an open mind. We're still getting information. The world is still gathering information on COVID-19. I think the next couple of weeks will be pretty informative as President Trump makes decisions, as each state government makes decisions on what we're going to do. The one thing we know is we're going to continue to support you out there. We would not be where we are. This country would not be where it is if it weren't for the drivers out there. And I've talked about this before. I think you're starting to get the recognition you deserve. Your role cannot be overestimated. It's just amazing what you've gotten done out there. I think our office folks, our mechanics, have all gotten together here to make sure that we support you. But at the end of the day, it's the driver that picks up the freight and delivers the freight. As always, I'm going to ask that you do it safely. If you have concerns, get with us. If you're not feeling well, get with us. We've got a good plan in place that's really worked well for us. So let's continue to do what we're doing. We will update you again next week. Maybe there'll be some new information on what direction the country's going. We will keep you updated as best we possibly can. And please be safe out there. And as always, thank you for everything that you're doing, both for our company and for our country. Thank you.